From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Malone, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy. I'm joined today by Bill Habermeyer, the president and CEO of the Florida Business Development Corporation. Bill, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Abby.
So when we spoke with you for our Invest Tampa Bay publication, you remarked how commercial real estate rates are at the lowest since about 2003, and how your government guaranteed rates are lower than the cost of bank funds. What are your expectations in regards to loan volume and demand throughout 2021, especially after all that we saw in 2020?
Yeah, I think our expectations for demand are that it will continue to be strong. Obviously, a key element in loan demand is rates. And when rates are as low as they are, that's going to be a key factor for business owners in their decision to apply and obtain credit. What's also fueling that outside of rates are stimulus payments that were put in place because of the CARES Act and then the Economic Aid Act from December. So in addition to those low rates, you're also going to see a reduction in fees and payments actually being made on behalf of borrowers. So we are encouraged that the appetite for commercial credit, especially in our SBA 504 program, will continue to be strong as we continue to be a part of the recovery. You know, we want to be a part of the solution today and also a solution in the future. There's still a ton of uncertainty out there, but the more that we can get this credit in small business owners' hands, it'll eliminate some of the uncertainty as it relates to interest rate volatility. So we're cautiously optimistic.
You know, in that uncertainty, we also have a new administration. And with the Biden administration now at the helm, we are still waiting to see who the new SBA administrator will be. But what are your hopes in terms of what will change under this new administrator? And what would you like to see remain the same?
You know, our ongoing hopes within either administration is that there is constant engagement with the small business community and with the partners that actually lend the SBA's funds. So that's partners like firms like Florida Business, that's bank partners. And we hope that there's open engagement with all constituents, irrespective of political party, because the economy continues to evolve. And there are going to be challenges that business owners face depending on where the economic cycle is. And the more that we communicate with one another, the more we can tailor and tweak some of the tried and true programs that we administer to make sure that they're actually doing what's intended. I'm pleased to report that this has been kind of a cornerstone of the SBA as an agency since I've been in this business over nearly 20 years. And we hope to see that continue and are confident based on some of the things that we're hearing about that continuing.
How have you seen the challenges of 2020 transform the way businesses view SBA programs like the SBA 504 loan program that you mentioned earlier?
Well, I think the PPP loan program gaining so much fanfare in 2020 definitely elevated SBA to being a top of mind agency. I think that program was very well intended and saved many businesses. So what that has done is it's increased the chatter as it pertains to all SBA programs. And in our hopes is that the more people understand that SBA programs are not a big government loan program, or they're not saddled with ridiculous fees or turn times. Those are some of the misconceptions about SBA loans. And the more that we continue to have a reasonable conversation about the benefits associated with these loan programs. We're hopeful that it will drive more loan volume into SBA's loan programs in general.
Over the last year, how has technology permanently transformed and changed your lending process? And how will these changes ultimately benefit the businesses and individuals that you work with?
That's a great question. For Florida Business, we operate in Florida, Georgia, and Alabama. And I was a believer that you had to have local people and local accountability. And while we still maintain that, we now have analysts all throughout the country. I was a little opposed to that, but we have performed at an extremely high level, utilizing remote workplace and hiring talent in California and Illinois and Indiana and Wisconsin. We've added to our team to meet the demands of our customers because we are seeing, as I mentioned before, an increase in demand. So that's also really helped the diversity within the firm. So as long as we can stay cohesive and communicate what we're trying to do to take care of our customers, that diversity actually adds to our efficiencies. So obviously someone in California that joined us might have been accustomed to doing things a certain way, and that'll be a little different than those in Florida. And we think that that diversity and that communication and collaboration will just ultimately make us better.
You know, this season is about transformation, and we've talked a lot about how the industry has transformed, how your business has transformed. But I wanted to end today's interview by asking you, how have you personally transformed this past year?
Another great question. I've personally transformed in terms of having to be more open-minded to change. You know, obviously change is constant, and that's got to be at the forefront of any leader. However, I think sometimes you don't test your limits. And so this year has really tested my limits to having an open mind and thinking of new ways to serve our customers. You know, I'd be the first to tell you I was kind of had an old school perspective as how leadership had to be in person. I've really learned that with technology and regimented communication that you can lead remotely.
You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.